I don't know what else to say other than this is humiliating. It is humiliating that the president of the United States is so desperate to be remembered as some man of history that he has to place his face and his name across every single thing that he can. It was already too much when he was scamming any single follower he had by selling Trump shoes, Trump watches, Trump phones, Trump cryptocurrency, Trump NFTs, just scamming everybody. But now, he is placing his face and name across buildings and currency and other things in the United States because he is so desperate to be remembered in any way possible. He's made no impact on this country, and any impact he has made is either harmful or short-lived, as the next administration can just tear it up. His policies will be remembered as destructive, as narcissistic, and self-serving. He will be remembered as somebody who only helped his donors. We'll talk about the immense corruption in just one moment. And all of this kind of wraps up perfectly in a bow when you realize that his attempts to place his face and name on buildings and currency across the country are being struck down. This one was illegal. You have to go through Congress in order to do this. But, you know, Congress is right now trying to change a law in order to allow living presidents to be on currency because Republicans are so wrapped around Donald Trump's finger that they'll basically do anything for him. We're going to break this all down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Credit to Midas Touch for this live stream footage outside of the Kennedy Center. I believe Scott McFarlane is on the ground doing amazing journalistic work. I just want to walk you through everything that Donald Trump has been through in his attempt to build a legacy and it all crumbling down on him. You know, this is a pretty good background thing to play. You can just see the workers handing up the tools. They're slowly climbing up, getting ready to begin chiseling down and removing Donald Trump's name from the Trump Kennedy Center because it was done illegally. He's actually been in a court battle over the past few weeks. Like, this is what we're using our resources on. Our president is using resources on court battles to get his name in the Kennedy Center. When it got struck down this morning, like a final strike down, Donald Trump and his team released this lawsuit that is very clearly ghostwritten by Trump. They do this every once in a while. They do this weird thing where they sue somebody, and it's clear that Trump like dictated the lawsuit out loud. He'll be like, he'll say, write this down in the document. And he'll say the craziest shit. He said, no one else other than President Trump would be in the position of both rebuilding the building and raising the money for its operation. As an example, Trump has already raised from Congress $258 million for the construction of the new and highly improved Trump Kennedy Center, but the district court is not even allowing us to properly do that. The district court doesn't want it to close so that the complex, high-level construction can be completed. Therefore, we would also like approval to immediately start spending the money. And then it just continues and continues and continues with derangedness. I mean, just read this section. Read this section. It is so clearly written by Trump. I'm not making this up. It says, defendants respectfully seek a stay pending appeal of the district court's permanent injunction. Okay, his lawyer wrote that part. It says, of all physical signage reflecting the name of President Donald J. Trump, major physical changes to the center should await the court's resolution of those issues. As an equitable matter, it does not make sense to alter the center's sign and name right now, only to potentially revert the name back after what could be a successful appeal. The district court is not allowing us to close in order to properly fix up and repair the building, including potentially life-threatening structural damage like beams and parking garage ceilings that are rusted and in serious danger of falling onto people below. Indeed, total collapse. Moreover, stripping President Trump's name from the center threatens to substantially undermine fundraising and financial viability at the most sensitive point in its history. So you can tell Trump is dictating some of this out in a very, very obvious manner. Again, he is so desperate to create any sort of legacy that he's like forcing himself on the country. I'm sorry for the blunt thing, but this is somebody who has all of these allegations, and this guy is now on a countrywide level kind of just forcing his face and his name on buildings and currency, and it's all illegal, incredibly illegal. What's Donald Trump's legacy going to be? Tariffs? That was his signature fiscal policy. And what did he get from the tariffs? Nothing. Manufacturing investment is down. Manufacturing unemployment is up. And all of the countries or companies who promised money are just going to kind of wait it out over the next few years, you know, wait out to the next administration so they don't actually have to follow through on the pledges. He's a sucker. What's his foreign policy legacy going to be? Iran? You know, he was able to kind of get away with the no new wars thing, even though during his first term, he struck Soleimani. He did multiple other acts of war. But He was able to kind of get away with the no new wars message until Iran and Venezuela. Now his foreign policy legacy is going to be the Iranian failure. You know, while I'm talking, let me pull up the live stream feed and see what's going on at the Kennedy Center. They're still climbing up to begin chiseling down his name as he is so desperate to have any sort of legacy. To continue, the DOJ tried to pull a last-minute move to keep Trump's name on the Kennedy Center, filing a notice of appeal in motion to stay late Thursday night ahead of the Friday, June 12th compliance deadline. Well, guess what? It got shot down. They did not successfully appeal. The Kennedy Center shuttle buses have now changed their signage in the last few hours, removing Trump Kennedy signs from the side of the vehicles. I mean, this is really just a waste of time and taxpayer dollars. They have to remove Trump's name from the vehicles, the signage, the pamphlets, the marketing, the websites. They have to basically do a total revamp of the Kennedy Center. It even looks like, if you look at the sign right here, it looks like Trump's name is much brighter. Like, it doesn't belong. Look at this. It's a different color than the rest of it because it was called the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. And Trump effing forced his name above John F. Kennedy's because he is so desperate to become some sort of man of history in his eyes. It's actually quite pathetic. He's also been posting all of these Truth Social photos, AI-generated photos of him on Mount Rushmore. Again, just so incredibly pathetic. And while we watch them begin to chisel this down, I think it's worth talking about the massive self-enrichment that we've seen while Trump is wasting our taxpayer dollars on his dumb projects. The day before he took office, he, what do you know, put his own name on a cryptocurrency along with Melania's name and made billions of dollars. The Trump family then directly launched World Liberty Financial and netted billions and billions of dollars from foreign investors and supporters while simultaneously rewriting federal regulations to benefit the exact financial instruments that they are creating to profit for themselves. The administration then began to drop a bunch of federal fraud cases into major crypto donors and passed this legislation to turbocharge unregulated digital assets so they could profit more and more and more. They passed the Genius Act, which made, you know, a lot of crypto trading and abuse more lax. And then Trump held a crypto meme coin dinner where the top 25 holders of his Trump crypto shitcoin were able to get an exclusive dinner with the president. There's also something that we at Mockler Media called the pardon economy. The pardon economy is Donald Trump sort of bastardizing the presidential pardon power and turning it into a transactional tool to reward political loyalty over all else. So he has been wiping away the crimes of major campaign donors. He's been protecting a lot of business allies, and he's been facilitating donations to his own family in order to pardon people. Just straight up fraud. Xiangpeng Zhao was the founder of Binance, and in 2025, Donald Trump pardoned him because he helped Donald Trump get $2 billion of investment from the UAE, and because he helped Donald Trump build the World Liberty Financial. So just think about this incestuous relationship, right? Xiangpeng Zhao helped Donald Trump and his family build World Liberty Financial, and then helped Saudi Arabia invest $2 billion to buy off the Trump family, and he got pardoned for it. Lord have mercy. There is about multiple dozens of other people he's pardoned just for business fraud. That's before we get into the January 6thers. It's like this guy is tearing down everything great about America, literally destroying everything great about America, the peaceful transfer of power, the ability to have free and fair elections, the institutions that aren't perfect, but they weren't this effed up before Donald Trump got in there. Even our precious buildings and our history, Donald Trump is trying to distort and bastardize, and I find that to be disgusting. One more time. It is humiliating that the president of the United States is so hated, but is so desperate to have a legacy of someone who was not hated whatsoever. The Kennedy Center board is appealing the order to strike Trump's name, but as I said, that got shut down. Let's listen to this video of people cheering on the Kennedy Center removal. Based. This is amazing. I absolutely love it. We are going to take our country back. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe, and peace out.